I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You're listening to Undertow, Simpson Falls.
Okay, that lobster roll was fabulous. Almost enough to make up for the fact that you made me try the Moxie.
It's a rite of passage.
If the destination to said passage is hell, then yes, I agree with you.
Well, wait till you try the whoopie pies.
It very much looks like two large pieces of chocolate cake glued together with frosting.
Mmm, an excellent observation from an award-winning photojournalist.
Which, in my definition, does not constitute a pie. That blueberry pie over there staring at me, the thing I wanted to order but you refused to let me, that is a pie.
But the whoopie pie is classic.
It is cake. It calls itself pie to get you to order it, but it's cake.
So?
Cake is inferior to pie.
Cake is inferior to pie?
Not up for debate.
But there are good cakes.
Red Sox or Yankees?
What? Do you want to start a brawl?
We do not discuss cake versus pie.
Okay.
Tony, we got work to do. Scott at least needs a draft of this story before we hit the road. How are you doing?
I've got some thoughts.
Thoughts? How about words, Tony? What's in your notebook?
Wait, what?
Melissa, the girl with the jet black hair and the toothy smile. Don't you remember those long summer days that promise infinite possibilities? Are you writing poetry, Tony?
I'm trying to remember her.
Oh, Jesus. Tony, you have got to put your personal shit aside.
It's tied together somehow. Ricky Hill has a photograph that can't exist. The nurse remembers resuscitating me. I don't remember shit.
Which has nothing to do with our story.
But what about the story of me, Sonia? You're the one who told me I never focus on myself. I've blocked this town out of my memory. I've been running away from it as hard as possible, yet now it's drawing me right back in. Why? What really happened?
Okay. I know I said that, but we're not paid for the you story. We are paid for the our story. The one our editor assigned to us. Remember?
Huh?
Here, let me help. Pulitzer-nominated photographer assaulted by police in Podunk Town. No, too obvious. Cover-up. The secretive multi-million dollar medical project in rural Maine. Not catchy enough? How about locked up for asking questions? Life as a reporter in the 21st century. Can you help me out here, Tony? I'm click-click picture woman. You're the words guy.
Huh?
Oh, my God. You haven't listened to a word I've said.
We should go to the town office.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going to look for the death certificate. No, the hospital. Something to do with the hospital and the dark tome. All those many realities.
You're not making sense here, Tony.
No. There's more here, Sonia. Beneath the surface.
Yeah? Well, I'm terrified to learn what that is. Because what I've seen on the surface is fucked up enough.
You guys all set?
No. Can I get a slice of blueberry pie, please?
You don't even want to try the wubby pie?
Blueberries. Now. Please.
Coming up.
Does she look familiar to you?
No.
Huh. It's weird.
So you're thinking we should send Scott a fluff piece?
Fluff piece? Fluff piece. Tell me you didn't say that.
We haven't dug nearly enough.
Here, take a look at my camera, which survived getting grabbed by a barrel-sized cop when he nearly knocked me to the ground. Here, see this? This is the chief of police handcuffing you for asking the head selectman why he's so pissed at Ricky.
Oh, yeah. Ricky. He was right. You both are. I should talk to my mom.
What?
I need to go for a minute.
Wait, Tony. What the hell, man?
Here's your pie.
Thank you. That's a pie.
How do you work this payphone again? Just clean here. Okay, all right.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hello? Who is this?
Tony. Your son, Tony.
Tony? Don't play pranks on me.
I'm not.
No,
please, stop, Mom.
No, my son is dead.
What?
Mom, who is that? No one, Melissa. Someone with a weird sense of humor. Don't call here again.
Who was that? What just happened?
Dr. Thompson's office?
Hey, can I speak to Dr. Thompson, please?
He's with a patient.
It's important. Tell him it's Tony calling. Tony Baxter?
I'm sorry, we don't have a patient here of that name.
No, you do.
I'm sorry. Would you like a new patient intake?
I need someone who can help me. I don't understand what's happening to me.
Well, take a deep breath, sir. We can help you. Start with your name.
Tony Baxter. Tony Baxter, B-A-X.
You know they started selling pumpkin whoopie pies now?
World's going to hell, Wilbur.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Sir?
Hey, the only thing that makes me forgive you for ditching me here is that the blueberry pie was fantastic.
Look who just walked in.
Yeah, it's that creepy clown from the 80s. You know he owns the radio station? No one around here even thinks that's weird.
Why would they?
Oh, God, you too?
Whatever, the other guy. It's Mr. Gussie, the guy who owns the bookstore. He knows about the dark tome. See? Here's an article with his photo.
Tony, that's an obituary for the guy.
Then how did he just sit down and order a hamburger,
Okay, I think you're losing track of the fact that you still have exactly 0 words of copy and our rental car is due back at Logan Airport in 3 hours.
I'm going to talk to him.
Don't you dare.
Back in a minute.
Tony!
You know Moxie sold out to Pepsi?
Jesus! I sure hope they don't change the recipe.
Nah, it's classic. I mean, it's a rite of passage.
Yeah, so I heard you had a blow-up with CNBC earlier.
No, it wasn't like that. They were just pushing me on the Billy the Clown stuff, and I tried to tell them that part of my life is over because that fucking writer ruined it for me.
Billy, you can't let your anger get the better of you, Billy. You can't.
Yeah, I know. We learned that lesson years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Nearly ruined our lives, didn't it? That stupid Dak Tome.
Hi, I need to talk to you.
Sorry. Look, I'm not doing the clown thing anymore, so could you please respect my privacy?
Not to you. To Mr. Gussie.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You have the answers.
To what? The New York Times crossword puzzle? That's what sizzles your bacon. I got a copy right here.
About the Dark Tome.
Tell you what. I'm gonna hit the gift shop.
Yeah. Why in the world would you want to go looking into a thing like the Dark Tome?
So, it is real.
You never heard that from me.
But I can tell. It's not just some bullshit to attract tourists.
Look, it ruins your life, is what it does.
Tell me how to find it.
How would I do that, exactly?
Well, you know what happened to it.
Saying I did. Why would I tell you?
Because I need to find someone.
Yeah, I've heard that story before.
My sister died when we were kids. But maybe she didn't. Maybe there's some other place I can go. A sideways place? A place I can go to get her back.
This is the kind of talk that ruins people's minds.
I'm begging you. Things are starting to unravel around me. What first sounded crazy might be the only thing that makes any sense. Tell me how to find it.
I can't tell you nothing. Other than to quit what you're doing before it destroys you.
I need to know what happened that night. I need to know why there's a piece of my memory that went blank. Why my mom thinks I'm dead.
Hold on. Gotta take that. Olivia?
Hi, honey. Can you get some more diapers while you're out?
You bet.
Love you. Bye.
Granddaughter's almost 3 years old now. Beautiful thing. Gorgeous as her mother, and I'm betting just as prone to mischief. I could have lost them all, you know. And I almost did. All because of that damn book you keep talking about. I'm glad I dropped it all and got into comedy.
Mr. Gussie, please, I'm begging you.
Don't say that name out loud again. Mr. Gussie's dead.
But who are you then?
Here you go, Bruce.
Homemade ice cream with malt. Proof that God loves his children. Thank you, Katie.
Anytime. Anything else I can help you with?
Nope. Just here to enjoy my milkshake.
And your friend?
I was just leaving.
Well, I had to put it on an overdrawn credit card. Thanks, Tony.
God, he knows something, but he won't tell me.
It's almost like you harassed him while he was sitting down for lunch. I find my sources love that.
We've got to stay. There's a secret here we haven't uncovered.
We're getting in our car and heading to Boston. You are sitting in the passenger seat with your laptop, and we are not speaking until you've written your story about the hospital ribbon cutting and whatever happened in this mysterious interview you won't talk about. You know what? I don't even give a fuck if it's a fluff piece at this point. Delete my pictures, print their press release verbatim, just get in that goddamn car and stop talking about your late sister and the Dark Tome.
Of course. I'm running to the gift shop for a sec.
Meet me by the car. The blueberry pie was great!
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, Enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow. Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just 2 visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just 2 movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a 3-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just 2 visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Load her up.
Oh, no. Oh, shit!
Is this your car?
You mean, was that our car? In which case, the answer is yes. What the hell happened?
Sorry, miss. I didn't see your car parked there. It's a tiny little thing.
You smashed our car? In the parking lot?
You were parked in the trucker parking. Not supposed to be passenger cars there. It's for us long haulers.
Oh, no. This has got to be some kind of nightmare. Thank God I still have my camera on me.
What the hell are you doing?
Does it look like I'm doing? Documenting the colossal idiocy that destroyed our rental car.
I don't think you understand how it works around here, miss. This is a truck stop for truckers. We tolerate outsiders, but this is their place.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means please put down your camera.
I'm a photojournalist who's embedded in over a dozen countries.
I've dealt with corrupt police, officials, and flunkies like you in nearly all of those countries, and I didn't take their shit, and I'm not taking yours. This meathead just smashed my car, and all I want is documented evidence.
No need to get hostile.
Oh, you want to see me get hostile? Oh, I can show you hostile. See...
That won't be necessary, Rupert. Please give the lady some space. This isn't how we treat our guests.
Excuse me, sir?
Did I stutter?
No, sir.
Go. Go on now.
You're gonna let her say shit like that about me?
Go get lunch. On the house.
Yeah, all right. Think I'll try me some blueberry pie.
I am very sorry about that.
Sorry about what? Staffing your place with racist troglodytes?
Rupert's new. I'll help him understand that this is a teachable moment.
Uh-huh. Well, what I've learned is that smashing my vehicle is okay on your property because I'm not with the in crowd. I wonder why that could be.
We'll cover the cost of repair and a hotel for the night. Should be able to get you a replacement vehicle for the morning.
No, what I need is to get to Boston tonight.
Oh. Afraid that won't be happening.
Why's that? You gonna throw me in county like your dipshit sheriff?
The southbound bridge is shut down. Terrible accident.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Look, see the flames? A big rig jackknifed. Well, that's why my trucker friend was a little touchy. One of his friends is probably dead in that wreck.
Oh, that's awful.
It really is. And in the strangest place, that damn bridge.
What damn bridge?
I think you know the one. Here, take my card.
You're with Malleus Corp?
Well, the owner of the truck stop was in terrible gambling debt. We thought it was in the region's best interests to keep this fixture operational.
What the hell do you want from me?
We just want you to know you're in good hands. Oh, here comes your partner.
That was messed up.
Tell me about it. Now I know why you hate Maine.
What's growing on me? I forgot how good the lobster rolls are.
Yeah, well, I think mine's soured in my stomach.
It's okay. I got us a ride.
What?
Ricky. He's coming to pick us up.
What the fuck?
I told Scott what happened. That we'd be stuck here for a couple of days sorting out our rental car, and he approved 3 more days per diem.
You extended our assignment without asking me?
Look. I pitched him the investigative angle. The web of corruption between town officials, a mega corporation, violated environmental permits, and opaque approval process.
I am going to kill you, Tony. Really and truly. I thought you were a good guy, but you are dead set on ruining my life, aren't you?
Don't be pissed, Sonia.
I don't really know any other way to be. You've sabotaged our assignment and trapped me in a town where I don't feel safe.
You don't feel safe?
Holy shit, you really just had to ask me that question.
What?
Nothing. It's fine. It's okay. I'll take care of myself. Just like I always do.
Well, hello there! Guess you couldn't get enough of this town?
Honestly, I've had enough to last me a couple lifetimes.
I know how that feels.
We've had a rough day, Ricky. Thanks for giving us a ride.
Anything for an old friend. Well... hop on in.
Been listening to Simpson Falls, an original story for audio by Fred Greenhalge. Written by Fred Greenhalge and Greg Tulinen. Story by Fred Greenhalge, William DeFries, Barry Dodd, and Greg Tulinen. Based on The Dark Tome, created by Fred Greenhalge and William DeFries. Story consulting by Christopher Reynaga and Marguerite Croft. Sensitivity consulting by Molly and Dana. Simpson Falls features the talents of Tony Aiden Vaux as Tony Baxter, Stephanie Diaz as Sonia Proud, Jason Grazel as Ricky Hill and X in human form. Colleen A. Madden as Melissa. Anna Carvalho as Maria. Herbie Madden as young Tony. Vivian Madden is young Melissa, Denise Poirier as receptionist, dispatcher, and Roberta, Graham Rowett as Edwin, guard, and drunk, Holly Adams as Tanya and waitress, Kim Gordon as Cynthia, Lisa Stathopoulos as Maynard Mom and Jackie, Lucas Kroll as Kid Ricky, Maya Kolaski as Skeptical Teen, Moira Driscoll as Nurse Cody in Psychologist's Office, Nathan Dana Aldrich as Marty, Ned Donovan as Billy the Clown, Paul Belfoyle as Bartender, Local Man and Reporter, Peter Burkrot as Sheriff Warren, P.G. Oakland as Scott, Manager and Town Assessor, Ray Porter as Digby, Wendy Tremont King as Madge, Richard Fish as DJ, Richard McGonagall as Dr. Leopold, Sam Mowry as Leech Monster, Monster X, and Trucker, Tim Sample as Mr. Gussie, and William Steele as Psychologist. Additional voices by the cast. The Dark Tome was directed and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Dialogue editing and sound design by Jason DeWald of Audio Evolutions, audioevolutions.net. Additional sound by Mind's Eye Productions. Final mix by Fred Greenhalgh. Original score by Hubert Campbell. Theme song, Here, My Friend, Your Future, by Frank Schulmeier. The Dark Tome Undertow was produced from lockdown with distributed performers across continental North America in locations traditionally stewarded by numerous indigenous tribes. The home base of Dagaz Media is in York County, Maine, ancestral land of the Wabanaki Confederacy. The fictionalized location of Simpson Falls is inspired by the Penobscot County region of Maine, the ancestral lands of the Penobscot Nation, the oldest continuous government in the world. Special thanks to Christopher Reynaga and the Point Mystic podcast, pointmystic.org, as well as Emily Burnham and Mary San Giovanni. Simpson Falls is a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.